Luke drew a hand over his brow, a mock expression of relief. We're lucky that worked. I'm not known for my singing. Ben moved over to look down on Cell.
What was that all about?
It's her trigger, for the nemotherapy technique. She gave it to me.
Luke stepped beside his son and helped position Cell more comfortably on the sofa.
I need to know if she's been meddled with.
Vistara handed him Cell's lightsaber.
It looks old.
4 centuries at least.
Luke set the weapon aside and knelt.
Cell, can you hear me?
Her eyes did not open, but she spoke, her voice low and languid.
I hear you.
Do you know who I am?
You are Master Luke Skywalker, leader of the Jedi, enemy of the listeners, enemy of the lady.
Luke smoothed down the hair on the back of his neck. It was abruptly threatening to stand up.
Where is the lady now?
I don't know.
How about Master Nen? Do you know where he is?
She turned her head, suddenly fretful.
I don't want to go there.
You don't have to go there. You can stay here, where it's safe. But I have to go there. Where is Nen?
Below.
Below where?
In the pumping station. With the listeners. With the Drox. In the dark.
This time Luke felt goose flesh rise on his skin. He had bad memories of being in the dark with Drox.
Here? In Hweg Shul?
No. Somewhere else.
Where?
I don't know. The only pumping station I've ever seen is here. It isn't that one.
Luke sat back and sighed.
Of course Abeloth would be in a place like that. Cell, you welcomed us when you realized who it was. You pretended there was no problem. What were you going to do with us?
Delay you. Keep you here. Alert the listeners.
So you have not alerted them?
No.
Cell, you will sleep now. You're very, very tired. You will hear no voice but mine until you awaken. No voice, no alarm, no beep from your comm board, nothing. When you awaken, you will feel very good, refreshed. You will marvel that you slept so long, but you will not recall that we were here with you.
I understand.
Ben settled on a chair.
In the future, I suggest that we only ever fight guys who set up their lairs in posh hotel suites, with sunlight and buffets, and sanisteams and dancers.
Son, if you could figure out how to make that a reality, I'd make you the head of the Jedi Order.
Ben shuddered.
Pretend I never said that.
Vistara looked over the quiescent Cell.
3 of us to search a planet, and now it's more or less ruled or at least influenced by Abeloth, and we can't rely on our force powers. Are you sure it isn't time to bring in your Jedi?
Luke gave her a thoughtful look. Her words suggested that she really was dedicated to the elimination of Abeloth as a threat above all other concerns. That was a good sign. But still, he shook his head.
The Jedi are needed elsewhere right now.
1 Jedi, 1 planet is not a realistic motto to try to live by.
Ben grinned.
But we have 2 Jedi and 1 Sith. We have them outnumbered.
Vistara looked skyward, as if seeking inspiration, and Luke wondered whether the frustration-infused word flying around in her mind was Jedi, men, or both.